night, in the harem of the Cathedral of the Ancient Ones, high up the Great North Plateau, somewhere in Venezuela, South America. Doc and Jack have been separated in the Great Cathedral. Jack and the Hermit Jeremiah have been left behind in a bare steel roof, lighted with pictures. Doc is taken forward, guided by the same mountain first entered into the Hollywood, and requires them to make their second trip to the plateau. Their passage way through the winding labyrinth has led them to the confines of the harem, or women's quarters, which is taken to the Great Mother. So the Great Mother is a symbol of womanhood, is of fertility, and of continuity of life. But still, Doc does not know why he's been brought all the way from Hollywood to the islands of the sky in Venezuela to face this fantastic woman, this symbol, the Great Mother. In the outskirts of the harem quarters, the monk and Doc found the sconza with their birds from the forest. The windows were open and the tall, brilliant stone figures poured in and out as though it were their native wood.
Sconza, where's the fellow that comes to love itself?
He has gone.
You mean I've been left all alone? You mean the man and he's here at harem quarters?
Oh,
no, I reckon that's great, Peter. Here's a thing out of the heart flutter for me, so.
Oh, Jack,
I do not know how you could
have
chosen wisely. There is honesty in your heart, and truth in your eyes, and I really, really gentleness in women's lips. I do not know how you could have chosen more wisely. Hey, young girl.
Yes?
That funny look you've been giving me.
Your Honor,
what is this
thing you think? You will know, too. Well, that was a signal.
Huh?
It's not for that. But you had to make that place in the inner quarters.
Inner quarters, huh?
Yes. It was so nice at this place.
Well, lead on, honey. Let's get this thing over with.
Yes. You have gone.
I know the starting a little feathery twin touched up like they were struck down when that gong rang.
Well, over here.
Lay it down, huh?
Well, open it up. Let's go.
Damn hard if we put on the road, go bring it.
We must not approach the Great Mother. There the wise ones sit at other feet, and they are connected.
You run down my side, being the one who is good here.
It is done, good mother. Come.
That is well. Please, to sit on your arm, which has been set for you, not long. You will sit beside me, Uganda.
We are in your great mother.
This is the one with this prayer, the little faith to run your boy. I have asked the wise one to say over me the litany of hope and faith and courage.
This is
Stop long. You have been called upon for a duty to fall to but one man in every generation. You have been chosen above all other men because you have met all the tests which were required of you. It is enough that of all those who have interacted with you in this last year, you alone have come through without merit. I can see by your eyes that you wish to say something,
or perhaps when you put me above that.
Jack Packard is the one who came up here with you. They make you a real man.
Yes, I know. In strength and character and virtue, this one makes you your equal, but he cannot fulfill all the requirements. Jack Packard has the attachment of which he cannot or will not reach himself.
Jack's not attachment?
That is true. Somewhere sitting in his past is a woman to whom he admires.
Hey, I've been with Jack for going on 10 years now.
Think in a while. Nearly before he made his acquaintance.
Oh, I wonder if that's why he gave up his medical career and become a kind of soldier of fortune. You know, when me and Jack was both just kind of drifting soldiers of fortune when we met up over in China.
Believe me, Doc Swan, every phase of your life history is known to us.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
This has been told to you that I am the dead mother. That each generation there is a girl child born to the dead mother. And it is she who inherits the throne and becomes the symbol of womanhood.
Oh, yeah.
Woman is of the flesh.
Huh?
It has always been so. The monastery from the beginning of time has excluded woman. No one will fit to a same place among the higher intelligence. Must ever know a woman.
Hey, that's ridiculous.
In your mind, perhaps. But you are not close to truth. Any perfection.
Well, if truth rules out women, then I... Well, I hope I never find truth.
Doc, no, I'm not attracted.
Well, I don't care today. And as for perfection, there ain't nothing more perfect than a beautiful woman.
Well, Karen,
look up. I'm going to my lucky boy. We wander from the places I must make you to. Nowhere in this portion of the great Silver Plateau is there anyone who is suitable to be the husband of the great mother and the father to her successor. I can see by your face that you still do not comprehend. Do you not understand that for this reason we must once every generation bring some man of character who is able to meet all sex here to the high place to be the father of a girl child?
Hey, you mean when you brought me all the way from Hollywood to... You mean you're gonna... Hey, what kind of a setup is it anyhow? Whoa, your gun is on a little
bit. You're frightened, Doc Brown.
Well, your gun, you've known about this all the time. You didn't say nothing?
No, I did not know. Not until you spoke in the outer chamber of the ram a few minutes ago. When you said you had seen that boy last night, then I knew.
But do you like the idea that you want me for a husband?
You are a man and chosen and tested by those in the high place.
Well, I don't give a hoot in a hot place about that. I ask you, am I the kind of a guy you always pictured in your mind for a husband?
I'm not sure.
And besides, even if I was in the married mood, I'll be doggone if I settle down up here and hit on and have this place and spend the rest of my life. And besides, that altitude ain't good for my breathing apparatus.
You have a misconception. You would not be permitted to remain here in the high place if it was your wish to do so.
But if I was to marry your daughter...
It is a marriage of 1 year's duration. At the end of 1 year, you will be dismissed from the place of the higher intelligence.
You mean you marry your own daughter to a man for just a year? Oh, you just want to begin to get acquainted with your separate?
It is the law. She who is to be the great mother is dedicated to the throne to which she is heir. She must not devote either her mind or her body to one man. Once she has conceived and birthed into the world a girl child who eventually will be her successor, she has completed that part of her duty.
Well, that's the doggone most inhuman thing I ever heard of. Look, a great mother, or whatever I could call you, all this rotten and starving stuff, it don't mean nothing when a couple of kids is crazy about one another. If you gotta have a romance around here, well, why do you send that young flyer away?
You are speaking of Lieutenant Johnny North.
That's the boy. Well, him and his Johnny took one look at each other, and they was up on him class day.
Stop what you say, Pa. I'll wait for you.
Well, look up.
I see you there, you can see I'll put the line up
with me. I got it.
The white one says it cannot be. That the stars have been read.
Well, somebody should have done a punk job of reading. They better go do it again.
Doc Long, if it is one of your crimes,
I've done a lot of things in my life, Yogana, but being a sugar papa of a 17-year-old little innocent kid like you, well, it ain't one of them.
It's stubborn soul, I think.
Doc Long, I am sending you back to speak with Jeremiah, who is a hermit of San Felipe Atabapo.
Well, it ain't gonna do no good, and if Jeremiah is the man I think he is, you agree with
me? No, he will not.
You seem awful sure.
I am certain, because Jeremiah was the chosen one in the generation before you.
Jeremiah is my father?
That is true. I am your mother. Jeremiah was your father.
tomorrow at the same hour when you hear Doc say, Uganda,
will you take the
me? The wild, lovely sight, please.